And welcome back to In Focus, the home stretch here on In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. Any questions, comments, or concerns? We've had a lot of calls today. 785-537-1350. And I am here with Gary County USD 475 Executive Director of Communications, Matt Droege. Matt, glad you were able to get squeezed in here today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. And a lot of things going with the theme of talking about school districts and some of those issues today. A lot going on here in this past month and a lot of things that you talked to me during break that sound pretty exciting.
Yeah, we have a lot of things going on in Gary County Schools, especially this semester. Earlier in the semester, in April, actually, we recognized the district's energy conservation and the results of that. So for the past 24 months, Gary County Schools has partnered with a company called Synergistic. And they are a nationwide energy consumption company, and they help organizations conserve energy. So after 24 months of watching how we use electricity and being more cognizant of the fact that electricity is a cost in the district, we racked up over $1 million savings in just changing the way we use electricity and being cognizant of our use of it.
It's a pretty big chunk of change there.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that we really can be proud of. It shows that the district is not only good stewards of our planet, but by virtue of being good stewards of the planet, we're really being good stewards of the tax dollars because those energy savings equates to a dollar value.
Was that enough to you said you made this partnership with this consulting company this year? Was that pay for those fees?
I wasn't there for the beginning of it, so I'm not sure how that came about. I know that there's a person, Bill Cooley, within the district that helps monitor the energy consumption, and ultimately it's worth it in the long run because we're changing behavior of an entire district. If you're not in your office, I'm used to just leaving the light on, but when I'm out of the office today, my lights in my office are off now. It's one of those key points of the organization that you can just be proud of. And we've built upon that even more so this April by implementing an e-flyer service to address the paper waste within the district. Districts, as you can imagine, go through a lot of paper, especially in flyer form. So we've gone digital with that and saved a significant amount of paper already.
And I think you gave me a figure earlier. Was it 74,000 pieces?
Yeah,
paper?
But between all of our schools within the first 2 weeks of use in the service is called Peach Jar. It's an e-flyer service. We've saved 74,000 sheets of paper, and that's just for the first 2 weeks. So
in just 2 weeks?
Just 2 weeks.
That's amazing.
Of all of our schools. So that's exciting that we're saving that much paper. But what's even more exciting is each one of those papers, had they been printed within the district, would have cost the district money. So we're looking at, in just 2 weeks, we've saved just under about $1,000 in paper and printing just by going digital. So this is another thing that, yes, we're being good stewards of the planet by conserving paper, but really, when it comes down to the tax dollar, what we're funded by, I think that's something that the community can be proud of, that we're taking steps to continue being good stewards of their money.
And kind of a win-win situation, right? I mean, you're saving money. You're, like you're saying, you're being good stewards. Kind of a win-win there.
Yeah, and then when you look at the end user, the parent, ultimately our goal is to get this information to parents and people in the community. This digital flyer service is accessible by anybody in the community, and flyers can be emailed out. So instead of getting that wadded up paper origami at the bottom of your kid's backpack, you can get it in an email, or you can go to the school's website and see all of the active flyers for that school. So if you lose a flyer, you can look it up again. That's just not something you can do with paper flyers.
I assume the feedback on that's been pretty good.
I've actually had people come into my office and at the main district office and say how much they like it. It gives them access to information at their fingertips. They can get it on their phone wherever they are in the world. They don't have to worry about saving paper or putting paper up on the fridge. Now, those families within the district that don't have access to internet or smartphones or don't feel comfortable using them, schools can still print paper flyers and have them for that. We're not trying to single anyone out, but for the majority of our parents, they've been surveyed. We had a focus group. They want to receive information digitally, and I think that's a nationwide trend. So I'm very proud that the district is headed in this direction.
And especially during these times, at least in the state of Kansas, when school funding and school costs and all those sort of issues are so much in the conversation, even better.
Yeah, when there's an unknown for education funding, you really have to use the money that you are going to get to educate kids, because that's why we're there. So if you can save money in areas that isn't specifically for educating kids, I say that's a win-win, because the money we would have spent on printing those flyers can go back into programs, can go back into actually directly affecting education within the district.
Very, very good. I wouldn't be surprised if some other school districts, have any other school districts reached out to you about
I think there are a few around the Kansas area that are or are looking into e-flyer service within their district. I know nationwide there's a push for this e-flyer system for several reasons: the cost and then ease of use. Parents want the information. They ultimately want to be involved. They just need to be given the information in a way that they can consume it easily. And we found that when we restructured our district newsletter, we used to send out a PDF version of our newsletter. It was difficult to read on a mobile phone, and the feedback was it wasn't being read as much as we wanted it to be read. It has great information about the district, but it was on us to provide it in a way that's easy to consume. So we went to an all-online format. Connected.usd475.org is the district newsletter. It's updated weekly throughout the week with different stories and things that are going on within the district. That's been active for less than 30 days, and we've had over 7,000 reads on our articles. So that's proof that people want easy access to digital information whenever they want to get it. And we just have to mold to what the community and the parents want as far as information consumption.
That's right. I mean, that's the way things are going. I understand some of the old-fashioned nostalgia for having a paper in your hand. You know, same thing with, like, newspapers. Have a newspaper in your hand, but at the same time, it's like, it's 2017, guys.
Yeah.
We got screens. We got the internet.
With social media, with access to information almost 24 hours a day, people want to be able to get information when it's convenient to them. And the people putting that information out, news agencies do it, organizations do it. It's on us collectively to make it easy for people to consume the information we're trying to put out.
That's right. And, you know, I'm going to piggyback off that and give ourselves a shameless plug. We also have a lot of information online, easy to use as well, newsradiokman.com. I want everybody to know, you didn't set me up for that.
We've worked together a while, Brady, but no, that was not pre-planned, but it landed perfectly.
It did. Much like Carrie Strug, 1996. Some other things going on. We got just about 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be part of the district's recognition of retired employees. The communications department helps to put on the district's retirement celebration at the end of the year, and this year we're doing a luncheon. We have about 25, 26 people within the district retiring, some 40 plus years in education. That's an achievement. It's a lifetime of devoting yourself to education. And I'm happy to be part of that, especially because my mom's been a teacher my entire life. So I kind of have that built-in respect for educators. So we're looking forward to doing that this weekend. And then the following weekend on the 20th, different than last year, graduation is going to be on a Saturday night instead of Sunday in Junction City.
All right. And we got a phone call. Caller, you just got about a couple minutes, so go right ahead.
I'm just wondering if you could address some of the accessibility issues you've addressed as you've gone through and done the mobile phone options on people accessing information and then the websites as well. I know that's one thing that we've struggled with here in Manhattan is there's a lot of times where my students especially will have some kind of information that's sent out digitally, but not all of the students have cell phones, not all the parents have access to a computer. So what are some of the things you're doing to address that concern?
Yeah, that's a great question. I dealt with it when I was a spokesperson for the Riley County Police Department. You can't go 100% digital. You have to make your information available to everyone, which is why we not only have the digital means within our e-flyer service, though that is digital, we do have a stipulation that allows schools to put the paper flyers in their office and give those out to families that don't have access or don't choose to use access to the internet. And then we rely on local news partners to get information out. The Daily Union, KMAN, KJCK, KSNT, and WIBW also help get us that information out. So you kind of have to use all the avenues available to you to reach as many people as possible.
All right. Thank you, caller, for that question. Thanks to all our callers for their questions and comments on this hour. And Matt, all out of time, but appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And Brennan, I pass it off to you, my friend.